Come on. Yeah. Come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, we will be discussing, do you give up in your pain? Don't let temptation overpower your faith. We are back live in the PNT Podcast studio with another great lesson for another great week. And yep, you guys guessed it, we're going to talk about temptation among other things. So let's get right down into this lesson so I can get you in and out of here and into the conversation corner. The biblical and world meaning of temptation. The desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise, is a desire to engage in short-term urges for enjoyment that threatens long-term goals. We can also find this biblically in 1 Thessalonians 3 and 5. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in the same way the tempter had tempted you and that our labors might have been in vain. That's quite a bit, y'all. I mean, I like really the second definition that I read too, because when we give in to temptation for temporary enjoyment, It satisfies us in the moment, but it can threaten what God has for us in the future. So every decision you make today, every temptation you fall prey to today can affect your future. I want you to think about that, my young people. It's no different than when you commit a crime as a young adult. It could follow you the rest of your life. So let's do away with those temptations and those urges and desires to do things that can, again, wreck our future. But God is a healer. God is a redeemer. We know that. So what is it about temptation that wins in our lives? What makes temptation so enticing to us? That's probably the easiest question I can be asked when it comes to the Word of God. It truly is. My young, loyal listeners, y'all know how I do. I let the Word speak for itself. Matthew 4, 1 and 3 says this. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Temptation will always tempt you where you're weakest or in something that you desire that doesn't glorify God. See, Jesus was hungry after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came to him with just that thing. Eat something. The best thing you can do to overcome temptation is to increase your faith. Study God's word, keep yourself in positive situation, and live for the future. Think about the garden. Think about what happened in the beginning. Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Look at the example from the beginning of time. The devil hasn't changed his tactics one bit. He was crafty then, and he is equally as crafty now. The devil enticed them with what they were low-key desiring, the fruit on the tree of life and knowledge. Adam and Eve, day after day, saw this perfectly created fruit that was prominently displayed in God's perfect garden that was off-limits. Keyword, off-limits. Why do we always desire what we can't or shouldn't have? What if God's gift of salvation had to be bought with the price we had to pay? Well, we couldn't pay. Would we desire or lust after salvation in the same way? Please do not answer that question. I don't want to know. I'm scared to hear the answer. We are all a work in progress, not process. I'm going to share a couple ways to avoid temptation at all costs. Proverbs 4, 14 and 15. It kind of says this: avoid the path of the wicked, avoid the way of the evil man. Simply, if you see bad people on a certain path or doing certain things in a certain way, you want to do the polar opposite of that. Do a 180 of what they're doing and you'll be in a good place. Colossians 3 and 2. Think and meditate on the things above that are kingdom worthy. So if you're feeding your spirit with all these things on television, this music that talks about females in a derogatory way and talks about shooting and all these other things, don't think on those things. Think on those things that are above. Matthew 26 and 41. Watch your thoughts and pray without ceasing to build strength to withstand temptation. You got to be careful what you think about, but you should also be praying while you're not thinking those thoughts. This will help strengthen your stand against temptation because you will always be in the presence of God. James 1, 14 through 16. Recognize and address your desires to ensure they align with the kingdom principles. That's easy. See that you're not living right, or see that you're not thinking right, or see that you're not desiring the correct things, like you should desire the word of God. You should be desiring to further God's kingdom, not some other thing that is not becoming of a person or a Christian, okay? And not last and not least, and there are many more. 1 Corinthians 10:13. God will always supply a way of escape from temptation. When you find yourself in these tough situations, you may feel cornered, you may feel boxed in, you may feel trapped, but all you have to do is pray to God for that way of escape. There's always a way, there's always a door that God has provided out of every situation that you find yourself in, that you have been led to through temptation. Father God, I come to you right now, asking that you forgive us for every sin, thought, deed, or action, Lord God. You know, just wipe us white as snow, that we may come before your throne boldly, that we may petition you, that I may petition you on behalf of my young loyal listeners, Lord God, and even myself, that you will give us the strength, you will give us the wisdom, that you will give us the guidance, everything we stand in need of, Lord God, when we are tempted by the devil. When the devil comes to us, Lord God, and try to offer us up a temporary satisfaction to exchange for something that you have for us in our near and distant future, oh God. I pray for strength, I pray for courageousness, I pray for bravery, Lord God, that we will stand before the devil and say, no, get thee behind me, Satan, that you cannot have your way in my life today, that I am living for God and not for flesh. So have your way and strengthen in us, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, let's see what they're rapping about over here in the Conversation Corner.
Hey, Minister Bennett.
What y'all rapping about over here?
So for some reason, okay, no, it's all God, but we can't seem to get away from talking about suffering as a Christian. Today we looked at 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 and 2, which reads, "For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict." One youth could not believe that after all their suffering, they still wanted to be a disciple. I said, now, wait a minute. Because we have some pain and suffering in our lives, regardless of what's happening, we still praise God. And it doesn't matter in which capacity the pain is coming from. We still have to glorify him and be a witness for him, using that pain and suffering as our testimonies. Just as Paul said, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. Paul, Silas, and Timothy suffered and were conflicted, but it didn't stop them from continuing their ministry, preaching, teaching, delivering people, and making disciples out of the unbelievers, and neither should we. And think about it. Their suffering was way worse than some of ours. They were falsely accused, incarcerated, beaten, and suffered physically. They suffered, and some of you sit telling your friends that your punishment of being grounded, your punishment of no electronics, your punishment of no allowance, your punishment of doing chores is unfair. Come on now. Stop playing. The punishment that the disciples had to suffer was unfair. Your small punishment can never compare to what the disciples and some adults face today. So check yourselves. Now, just like I said earlier, we will have trials and tribulations in our lives, pain and suffering. It says so in James 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. The question is, how will you handle your pain and sufferings? Will you give up on God, or will you continue to serve Him, knowing that a great reward will come your way? Think about it this way. You've seen commercials where lawyers are advertising that if you have been in a car accident or seriously hurt, they will work hard on your behalf to get you the settlement or money that you deserve for your pain and suffering. Guess what? Guess where they got that from? That's all God, because He will fight for you and get you the reward that you deserve for your pain and suffering, your trials and tribulations that you've experienced because you are a disciple for Him, because you won't stop serving Him when things get hard, because you will testify of His goodness when your life is chaotic and you can't seem to find a way out. Trust and know and believe that He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And just like He walked with the disciples, He walks with you. You'll suffer, but He got you. Be blessed, our young lawyer listeners.
In summary, the importance of knowing how to overcome temptation to strengthen our faith. I will close with this and a quote. Life without temptation is an admission that the devil has already won the battle over your life. Just like you sought temptation and the temporary satisfaction it offered, seek the God of second chances to build a defensive mechanism called strong faith in the same way. Faith allows us to rely on God's power in us through His Son, Jesus Christ, to combat temptation on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Temptation is everywhere, but so is God. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, It's Christian Education Ministry, in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. Well, real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like that.